This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, there are all kinds of ways you can do that, including buying my house. As I mentioned before, go to house.freetalklive.com to learn more. Let's go into the world of the rave, something we haven't covered on this show for a while. Just because I haven't seen any rave-related news, I guess.
It's kind of out. Police aren't really...
You think it's out now?
It's not as bad as it was. People have kind of forgotten about them. I'm sure there's new things that they're...
Is it out because it's not happening as much anymore, or it's just that, you know, it's just not hip?
Well,
or what?
Both. It's not... Now, pretty much, they're allowed to happen, but they have to follow... The city has basically... Most cities have figured out that they can make a lot of money off these things, so now promoters have to have them at clubs, and they have to hire a certain amount of police, and they have to pay the city a certain amount of money,
and then
they're okay, they're allowed, and the cops usually sit out front and pick up chicks.
So now that it's gone, now that the government is making money off of it, they don't have the issue anymore?
Yeah.
Now it's okay for the kids to dance and have a good time as long as they've paid the state?
I guess, because it's not like there's less drugs or anything like that.
Right.
And, I mean, once you're in, it doesn't matter. I guess as long as you're not just walking around giving away drugs. Mm-hmm. I mean, people are on drugs all night long, coming in contact with police officers, and it's not like they actually do anything.
The police?
Yeah, it's totally allowed as long as they've paid the city.
Didn't you say you were at one of them where when you went outside, the cop was just sitting out there hitting on the rave girls?
Oh, they do it all the time. They sit out on their cars and sort of act macho, and the drunk or on drugs girls come out and they hit on the cops. And
now, are the cops being paid by the venue to be there, or are taxpayers paying for the cop to sit out front hitting on the little teenage girls?
The venue.
Yeah, the venue has to pay them overtime, I think. It's a lot of money. But the
venue is required to have the cops there.
Right.
They can't hire their own security.
And the city decides how much is legit. So I say, I'm going to throw this rave at this venue. And the city says, okay, we think you need this many officers.
Right.
And you don't have a choice. So you have to pay for however many officers they decide are necessary.
So it's, again, a completely arbitrary number that they just make up. Got it.
Well, I thought this story was interesting, not because of what it is, which, I mean, I've experienced this personally a number of times, and I've read certainly a ton of stories like this, but this is just written from a different perspective, which is why I found it interesting.
Okay, where's it from?
It's actually from the UK, but they have a similar rave scene over there. I mean, it's pretty much the same situation they have going on over there. This article is called Police Blamed for Overdoses at Rave.
Really?
Drug counselors have blamed police for causing overdoses at a weekend rave held at a castle in a medieval theme park. Users swallowed their drug stashes rather than risk arrest by police patrolling the event.
Oh, jeez.
In the regional Victorian town with sniffer dogs, drug education group said. There's some sort of UK drug education group is who they're interviewing in here. Well, I've experienced this myself a number of times where basically just totally out of the blue, you don't expect it. Lights turn on, cops walk through with drug dogs, and everybody panics because people do have drugs on them. Even if
no one wants to go to jail.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it boils down
to.
So
they figured they would take the risk instead of going and spending a night in jail, pop the drugs that they had in their pocket into their mouths, and, you know, just hope to come out okay.
Right. Police Chief Damon Brogan criticized this, the drug education group. It's called VIVADS. I'm not sure what that stands for, but criticized the 70-strong police presence at the Ultra World Festival as overzealous and demanded that they stop hassling people.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Overzealous. Is it really necessary to have 70 police officers at a concert? Because that's really what it is.
They bring that many cops?
That's how many they brought to this one.
Really?
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Unnecessary. Confronted.
Well, they have to show their force.
Right.
To show their solidarity.
I actually,
seriously,
one time I was probably about 15, was hogtied while they did this.
What does that mean, hogtied?
It's where they tie your hands and legs up.
behind your back.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, that's is that humane treatment, Mark?
I mean, would you I didn't have that? Drugs on me. What they did was they stopped everyone. They hog-tied us all, and then they went around with drug dogs.
What was the purpose of that? I mean,
so that we couldn't move or hide drugs, or I mean, I don't
legal?
Know.
It sounds illegal. To
I was 15 years
someone.
Old.
Sounds like kidnapping.
Yeah, I was. It was probably one of the most traumatizing experiences of my life.
It sounds awful.
Yeah, it was awful.
So, okay, so we're in agreement that that's not a humane thing to do.
No.
I mean, the cops love the adrenaline rush of going after kids, so what would they care if they, you know, one kid tried to run away? Then they'd have an excuse to go run after him and, you know,
I think
the
that
ground.
They do it to be scary, to, you know, to maybe to...
Just to dominate you, basically?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's just I can do this to you and there's nothing you can do about it.
It's probably funny to them.
You know, right.
We've seen certainly plenty of examples of cops caught on video after something has occurred, whether it be a protest in the street or whatever. Remember the story from Miami where the businesswoman happened to be in Miami during a protest? She just happened to be down there for business, but she decided to join in, and the cops shot her in the forehead with a rubber bullet.
Yeah, a lawyer. She was
lawyer.
A lawyer.
Yeah.
She wasn't...
dressed like a lawyer, too, in the parade. Or not the parade, but the protest. And then later on, the cops were seen on video just laughing it up. Oh, did you see that lady? Ha, ha, you got her good, boy. That's really funny, guys.
Yeah.
Really funny.
Well, I mean, in my case, I was 15. I definitely was not supposed to be there. So am I going to go home and tell my mom? No, I'm not going to say anything about it. In fact, I'm pretty sure my mom still doesn't know about it. So they really can get away with anything. I mean, they can do whatever they want.
Now, did people die in this case, the overdoses, or was it just people, they OD'd?
I think in the hospital. I haven't read that far yet. But confronted with police presence, some individuals are tempted to unwisely consume all their drugs in one go rather than throw them away or risk arrest.
Wow.
Which, to me, that sends a real message. People are more scared to get arrested than to overdose on drugs.
Right, and they don't want and because it's a black market thing.
They're expensive.
The drugs are expensive, so they feel bad about throwing them away, so instead they eat them. It probably would make more sense to just dispose of them, but, you know, they feel as though they've got money invested, kind of like the parents that send their kids to government school because they've already paid for it.
Right.
They felt like, I've already paid for these drugs,
well,
I better eat them.
I mean, if you've got four pills on you that are...
Where are you going to put them?
Exactly.
The cop's going to search the car in a minute.
That's
likely
true.
Have a dog.
Yeah.
And you could drop them on the ground, but then you're throwing $100 away.
Well, taking them isn't... You're not going to get your money's worth out of taking them, because it's going to be a horrible experience.
Yeah. I would not recommend
that. Odds are good of that, yes.
So this drug organization gets about $800,000 in government funding every year. And they're actually... I found this unusual, because the chief of this organization is speaking out against the police, and they get $800,000 a year from the government.
Well, government money goes all over the place, so that's not too much of a shock.
The police inspector says it's absolute nonsense. If these people are that stupid to think that taking drugs has better consequences than getting caught, that is really ridiculous. Well, this jerk has probably never spent the night in a jail cell.
Not from the wrong side of the bars.
Yeah.
You know, that statement right there, the fact is, if you don't overdose or you do overdose and you end up coming back to reality, you don't end up killing yourself. Obviously, if you died, then that's bad. But if you just have a really bad trip or you overdose or whatever, at least it's done and it's over with. Whereas if you go to jail and you get arrested and you get a, you know, conviction.
Probation.
Right. You are in the
sticks with you for the rest of your life.
Exactly. And that's going to make it harder for you to get a job in the future. It might even make it difficult in this country at least to get...
To leave.
College funding, that sort of thing. Yeah.
I mean, at this point in time...
To leave the country.
Yeah, exactly. You can't go to Canada, they say, with drug convictions. Now, I was let in Canada this summer without even checking an ID, so I don't know how true that is. But, I mean, I have a possession of marijuana conviction on my record.
Right.
That could come back to haunt me one day.
It could.
What can I say?
So, I sympathize with these kids. I don't know if I empathize with them, because I don't know if I would do the same thing were I in their situation.
Well,
I guess it would depend. I mean, if the cops...
How old? I mean, if you're a teenager and you're scared and you don't know what to do,
yeah.
You do stupid things.
It's sad. 800-259-9231. Don't know if there's more to the story, but I think we've gotten the gist of it. We can also hear from you as well. If you've had any experiences, like Julia said, she was hogtied. When she was just out trying to have a good time at a party, the cops came in and just ruined everything. Why do they have to do this? They're such jerks.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Ted Anderson for Midas, December 21st, 2007. Gold, $809.90. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $834.26, $411.15 for half, $205.58 for quarter. That's $834.26, $411.15, and $205.58. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. 1-800-259-9231. The Sinkle CAI toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And by the way, those features include the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts for you to surf around through. Lots of stuff to talk about there. All free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
The New Hampshire primary is the first true open primary in the nation. National media are swarming to cover it. The 2008 New Hampshire Liberty Forum will finish just 2 days before the polls open. Dr. Ron Paul will be the closing speaker. The majority of New Hampshire residents are undeclared and undecided. The most important presidential election in living memory hangs in the balance. Where will you be? Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use code 2008FTL to save 10%. That's 2008FTL.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. All right, so we go into the phone calls here, and then since we're sort of in the mode of stories about where people are trying to have fun and the government comes in and just ruins it, we started by talking about the rave scene a bit, how kids, when the cops come in to break up a party, the kids will shove all their drugs down their throat. So whereas they might have not intended to take all the drugs in one evening, they have them on them. They don't want to go to jail, so they just dose all at once. And as a result, they overdose and have an awful time. But, of course, is it a less awful time to overdose than to end up spending a night in jail, maybe more than a night, possibly having a rap sheet, a record for the rest of your life? Good question. Certainly they chose to take the dose. 800-259-9231.
I got to say, cops are scary. And when you're in a situation, especially if you're on drugs, and all of a sudden cops come busting in, and they're yelling, and there's dogs, and they're trying to be scary and are succeeding at it, and you're young and you don't know what to do,
yeah.
It's just sort of like you can't think. You just have to do something fast. And
right.
Your first thought is drugs, illegal, arrested, bad. So you just swallow them without thinking about it. It's just scary.
The fact is, the police raids on these parties, raves, whatever you want to call them, the police raids have not dissuaded young people from taking drugs. Not at all. Otherwise,
no.
None of those kids would have had drugs, and they'd all just been dancing the night away. But it's clear that this prohibition mentality of cracking down ever harder has not done anything to keep kids safe.
And they don't do it at concerts, which always made me really angry.
Like a rock show or something?
There are plenty of drugs at concerts.
Sure.
Sure, and what's the difference between these DJs doing their little thing and the concerts?
When I used to go to raves all the time, I went to see specific DJs, so I went like it was a concert. There was no difference whatsoever, but...
Well, concerts have been around longer.
I guess.
Maybe that's
they don't go all night. Maybe that's part of it.
Well, could be. Anyway, it's like
doesn't
you said,
make any sense.
They just don't like it when people have fun.
Yeah. Anti-fun.
So I'll come back to that, but first we go to Jeremy in Montana. Jeremy, listening on KGEZ. Hey there.
Hey, the bad part is that America is just so asleep, and when an NSA plane crashes and gets caught with $200 million, you'd think the Americans, or the cocaine, you'd think Americans would be, you know, really upset about it. And then they lock people up with these private prisons, so they just got the whole corporate monopoly on, you know, importing drugs and locking people up, making us taxpayers pay for it at the same time. But I was also hog-tied down in Oklahoma over
really?
An incident. You know, and they used, like, those zip ties.
Yep.
You know,
what were you hog-tied about for, rather?
I was traveling from where I live in Montana now to my mom's house by hitchhiking, and I just happened to be next to a creek and camping out. I mean,
oh, that's right. You told us about that story. They hogtied you during that one, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, come get what appears to be a homeless tie-dye wearing hippie and zip tie him up and send four big 300-pound guys to come out there. And
you know
just
what they really know, Jeremy? They know that, you know, judging by your appearance at least, they feel that it's safe to treat you as an animal, basically, because they don't think that, oh, who's this guy? He's camping out by the river. He's never going to be able to afford a lawyer to come after us for mistreating him. So, you know, we'll just treat him however we want to. We'll treat him like an animal, force him to lay down on the ground, tie his hands and his feet behind him so he can't move, and just, you know, just act like...
I did up 6 months scum. Over that, Ian. They kept me in the...
You were forced to stay in jail for 6 months because you were camping out?
Yeah, well, they said when I was unhappy and pissed off and trying to fight back out of the hog ties, they called it a felony resisting arrest, and
yeah.
I ended up...
Well, that'll do it.
No.
And that's what happens when you try to fight back to the cops. You know, what you might want to consider doing is, if this happens again in the future, is the, you know, sort of take the Lauren Canario approach and don't resist them.
Being
at the same time, don't assist
an animal.
Them.
What I mean, are you supposed to just let them break your back and, you know, well, I didn't break
well,
my
you
back.
Aren't supposed to let them break your back, but at the same time, if you know that if you resist the cops, they just get angrier and they're more likely to hurt you at that point. All I'm suggesting is that instead of resisting, that you just simply not help them. You know, you make them carry you around as opposed to actually actively using force back against them, because that just ticks them off even more. Jeremy, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
I can understand the indignation. I can understand the desire to fight back, but you know that's what they want. They want you to fight so that they can mush you some more.
Exactly. So I think if more people were to take the resistance approach, but the non-violent the approach that Lauren Canario, Russell Canning, other civil disobedience activists have taken, and just simply refuse to participate when they want you to move around, you don't. You just make them move you. Now, again, depending on who you're dealing with, they might just, you know, decide to beat you up for that. I don't know.
Russell Canning doesn't do that. He goes with them when they...
That's true. You're right. It's only Lauren Canario.
Right.
Well, anyway,
I think because she's a female, they're less likely to start beating. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I feel like if you're with a male, they're going to be more likely to just start hurting him.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. So maybe... maybe what you should do is just not cooperate in that you don't sign their paperwork, or that you won't give them your fingers for fingerprinting, that sort of thing. But again, depending on how rogue the cop is that you're dealing with and how uppity he is, you might encounter more violence from that. But one thing is for sure, and I say you might, one thing is for sure, if you resist the police when they're trying to do things to you, then you will definitely feel their brunt a little bit more harshly. I mean, do you disagree with that? Anybody?
Right.
So if you resist the cops, they're going to crank down even harder.
Oh,
that we know
true.
Is 100%. So that won't get you anywhere. Just get you a beating. 800-259-9231. We go to Texas, Mark, where the legislature has decided to tax one specific type of business. Why and what's going on?
Well, why? I'll leave it up to you. Texas slaps a tax on strip clubs. They're calling it the poll tax. Yeah, that's pretty funny. Texas, where strip clubs have given rise to Anna Nicole Smith and many other less generously endowed performers, is about to make it more expensive to watch a little bump and grind.
And we'll find out how much more expensive here in moments and hear from you as well. 800-259-9231, whether you want to tell us the story of a rave that was raided by the cops that you might have happened to be attending, or any other incidents with run-ins with law enforcement, possibly if you've ever engaged in non-cooperation with the police and how successful that was. You want to share that story as well. Whatever you want to talk about goes. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $29 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com. HearItOnline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there for free. Enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners with the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com to get on the list, or not get on the list, rather, but to check it out. Liberty Dollar. Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service on November 14th, and all of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org, sign up for their updates, and register for the lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. Go to libertydollar.org. As we continue with the phone calls, or actually, no, we just got to started in this Texas thing, didn't we? Let me take a call. We'll go back into that. Let's okay. Go to Mike. He's been waiting patiently in Orlando. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
a bit of sadness and frustration. The sad part is I have an uncle who's been a father to me, and I found out last night that he has terminal lung cancer.
Oh.
And the frustration is just, in part that we don't have a free market healthcare system. If we did, perhaps we would have found a cure for things like this by now. And on the other hand, we have these laws that, if he decides to try to undergo treatment, it's likely going to be chemotherapy, which mm-hmm. makes you feel bad and, affects your appetite. We all know that the best treatment for that is medicinal marijuana. And, of course, they'll throw him in jail.
I don't know if that's the case. Is that true? Lung cancer? Medicinal marijuana?
No, he's saying for the chemotherapy.
The side effects of the chemotherapy are
marijuana.
You don't have an appetite. And when you can't eat, you don't have sustenance for your body.
That makes sense.
My question for you guys and for the listening audience is, he has stage 4 non-small cell lung cancer, and is there anybody else that can maybe offer me hope, maybe has a loved one that has survived this and underwent a particular treatment, maybe something experimental? And if you guys would let me, I'd like to give an email or address or something where
you can do
that.
Go ahead and give an email address. But then when you get a chance, go to the BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com. Post there as well. That's always
good. I will
do
both. My email address is mikesoule@gmail.com. It's mikesoule@gmail.com, mikesoule@gmail.com. And if anybody has a loved one or a friend that has survived this and underwent some kind of particular treatment, you know, I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, looking for suggestions, looking for options. You know, the things that government does to the healthcare business is it prevents the natural solutions from really advertising what they can do. I don't know if they're all that great. I don't know what there are that's out there because I, like you, have never researched this particular instance. But Mark, I mean, you've known a handful of these, you know, naturopaths or whatever they call themselves, these naturalistic experts, and they really do claim to have some solutions for a lot of problems, don't they?
Well, if I had cancer, I'd probably be looking the medical route. I know some guys claim that they have cures for cancer and that kind of thing, but
you know, some people they go through the chemo and they just hate it, and they're willing after they go through the chemo to try anything but the chemo.
Right.
So, I mean, certainly there have to be some alternative options out there. Again, how effective they are, we don't know, because the companies that offer these options, they aren't allowed to make health claims about the benefits of taking their product by the FDA. They're prevented from doing so.
I think it's particularly if they have a if there's a natural solution, if it's natural, if it occurs in nature, then it cannot be patented. And the problem is that in order to test it, I've heard that it costs about $8 billion to bring any kind of a treatment to market through the FDA's regulations.
Yeah.
Well, you can't invest $8 billion into something that you're not able to patent. So even if you find a cure-all, it's very difficult to get that information out there because you're restricted from telling people that it would save them. But at the same time, you won't see a return on your investment if you put the capital in to get it, you know, to get it tested and bring it to market. It's a ridiculous system.
Yeah, it absolutely is. The FDA really does kill more people than it saves. They claim that the purpose of their existence is to help save lives. But in fact, while and you mentioned the $8 billion, and I don't know what the actual price tag is. I know it's up there in the billion range for sure. But it's a lot of money. It costs a lot to push a drug through the FDA's bureaucracy. But it also takes a lot of time. It also takes 10 years. And so 10 years go by. You're testing some new cancer medication. How many thousands of people perish as a result of not being able to access these experimental medications? When if we were in the marketplace situation, then they could, you know, sign a waiver and say, hey, look, I understand this isn't, this hasn't been well tested yet, but I'm willing to be a guinea pig, and so, you know, let me do it. Let me make my own decisions for my life. But no, mommy government steps in and says,
no, we have to wait another 7 years before you can try this medication. Oh, what's that? You're going to die next year? Well, sorry.
Yeah.
We have to keep people safe.
And you know, of course, you know, people like us, we've, you know, liberty-minded people, we've understood this for a long time, but it really hits home when you know you find out that your loved one has a death sentence because of it. But I appreciate you guys taking the call and offering me some hope. And again, if anybody has any information, my email address is mikesoule@gmail.com.
Mike, good luck with that, and let us know if you ever find out something as a, you know, an alternative option that he chooses, and let us know how it works out. Just out of curiosity, see what you end up deciding. Or he answered.
I sure will.
Thanks for the call,
buddy.
Good luck. 800-259-9231. There are so many different aspects to the healthcare industry and so many different ways that the government regulates it, and those regulations cost the businesses more and more money to comply with the regulations, which they have to pass on to the consumers. So even if you end up finding that there is a treatment on the marketplace, and certainly are effective treatments on the marketplace for some things, even if you find out there is an effective treatment that has gone through and, you know, they've gone through and jumped through the FDA's hoops and everything, then you have to pay more for it than you would otherwise because of those multi-billion-dollar price tags on the regulations, because of all the mandates that the government has put on these companies, the hoops that they have to jump through. They've got to pass those costs on to the consumer, and that means that sick people are paying more than they have to.
Well, and, you know, people want safe medications, but if Big Pharma is putting out medications that hurt people. Don't you think they'll get sued? I think that the court system can handle this, where we don't need FDA regulation.
Sure. It sure can.
I mean, if a product never hurts anybody and they never get sued, then we don't have the all that costs and you know, the regulation, you know, the millions and millions of dollars it costs to put each drug through. And if it does hurt people, then they'll get, you know...
Won't stay on the market very long.
Won't stay on the market very long. But it will still, it would, if they, under the FDA system, if they test something and it hurts people, it's still hurting people. It's just in the testing phase.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. So back to Texas, Mark. Texas, they're passing a new piece of legislation, or it has been passed, I guess, that is regulating strip clubs. What's happening?
In what some have dubbed the poll tax, the Lone Star State will require its 150 or so strip clubs to collect a $5 per customer levy, with most of the proceeds going to help rape victims. The tax,
so it doesn't...
Well, here's what I want to know. They're trying to make this... They're trying to justify this by saying that it's going to help rape victims, because who is honestly going to say, I don't want to help rape victims, right?
Yep.
But why are they making the connection between rape victims and strip clubs? Is it just because sex?
And, you know, they say it's going to go help rape victims, but the money has to go through the government. And every time that money goes through the government...
It's not directly going to rape victims.
Right. The government takes at least 50% off the top.
Because they got to overpay bureaucrats to do what they do for rape victims. I don't even know.
When you're talking about not-for-profits that go to help a particular subset of the culture, a large amount of the money goes to help those people. But when the government's involved... It's often less than half. So the government's going to take half of this. So really what the truth of this is that that most of the money, it says here the tax goes into effect, most of the proceeds will go to help rape victims. Most of the proceeds will go to help middle-class bureaucrats that work for the Texas government. The tax goes into effect on New Year's Day.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Club owners and some of their customers say the money is going to a noble cause, but they argue that the tax infringes on their First Amendment right to freedom of expression, and that it will drive some bars out of business, and that it unfairly links their industry to sex crimes.
1-800-259-9231, and, you know, they could do a whole lot better if they got together with the rape clinic or rape crisis center in their area and did an independent fundraiser. We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies. Starting at just $4.95, you'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse.
Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've fallen and I can't get up, protects 100,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a retirement home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now. 1-800-356-5111. 1-800-356-5111. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure. 1-800-356-5111. 1-800-356-5111.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, yeah, I'm sorry, I was waiting for Mike to put on his snazzy new
I was
Mark.
Waiting for you to say, it's Ian here with you, and you didn't say it, you paused.
I was giving Mark a moment to put on his really expensive headphones. All right, so
yeah,
it's Ian.
The really offensive.
Offensive?
The really expensive headphones sound like crap.
Well,
we'll try.
We do?
We're going to try to do something.
So who are you again?
And Julia.
All right.
And Mark.
All right. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You know we've got the Free Talk Live store. You know the products look tempting, and maybe you've already purchased some of them, in which case you know how good they are. You know, now's the time to buy something for a friend or a family member or someone else that you know that likes Free Talk Live. It is the holiday season. Head on over to, of course, you won't get it by Christmas, I can tell you that at this point, but head on over to store.freetalklive.com because... Not just because it's that time of year, but also because from now until the end of the year, we are offering a little special. When you purchase a Free Talk Live t-shirt or the Free Marketeer t-shirt at the Free Talk Live store, as long as your purchase includes the one of those shirts, we'll send $10 to the Ron Paul campaign. So just an extra little offer to sweeten the pot, to give you a little bit more incentive to go shopping at store.freetalklive.com. FYI, the ladies' tee, if you add that to your cart and you check out with at least one ladies' tee instead of the other two t-shirts, I mean, if you've got one of the other two t-shirts, we'll send $10. But if it's only the ladies' tee, we can only afford to send $5.
I'll match everything of the $5 for the ladies' tee. I'm tired of hearing you make the differentiation and use up airtime talking about it.
Well, now, okay. Are you serious about that?
How many ladies do you think can we sell? I mean,
well,
it's going to the Ron Paul campaign.
It's coming out of Mark's pocket now. He's going to match the $5. So T-shirt, whatever you order there, as long as it's one of our tees, we will send $10 to the Ron Paul campaign. So head over to store.freetalklive.com. As the government continues cracking down on anybody having fun in ways that they don't approve of, Texas has passed a $5 fee for anybody that wants to go to a strip club. Now, I can tell you that I've never been to a strip club.
I have.
I've known some strippers, but I never been. Don't ever really want to go.
No?
It wasn't that exciting.
No. I don't imagine I would be excited by it either, but some people do enjoy that, and they should absolutely have the ability to go there without having this $5 fee that they have to pay. It's like a cover charge that goes 100% to the government. And that's what they're going to do now. The reason they're claiming they're doing it, besides the fact that they want money, is they're claiming they're going to send some money to the rape victims, or it's going to benefit the rape victims somehow. They're probably not going to give them money, but don't we already
no,
have...
No, it actually it says that it does, in fact, claim that it will go to most of the proceeds, let's see, most of the proceeds going to help rape
help rape victims. That doesn't mean it's going to give them money. It just means that they're going to set up a rape hotline or something like that and pay some
right.
people.
The government's going to say how that these people can be helped.
Yeah.
I'm really bothered by the fact that they've made the connection between rape and strip clubs.
Yeah, I don't think that strip clubs encourage rape in the least.
I think they do the opposite. That's what I was going to say, because people can go and relieve themselves.
Mm-hmm. Some of all their tensions, and then maybe they'd be less likely to rape somebody.
Yeah.
Apparently, you have a strange idea of what goes on at strip clubs.
Oh, I understand. I know what goes on at strip clubs and what doesn't go on at strip clubs, but I feel like legalizing prostitution would cut down on rape, so I feel like if we made strip clubs illegal, it might just add to it a little bit.
I would agree that legalizing prostitution would cut down on rape.
So now, is there any more to this story, Mark?
Oh, yeah. It says a couple of quotes here from Don Rizzo's, we'll be fine. We've already stopped advertising. They've stopped advertising because of this.
That's not good.
We're raising our cover charges. But this is going to kill some of the smaller clubs. Don Rizzo, who owns the club with her husband, The Lodge. It's a Hemingway-inspired place that has exotic animal heads on the walls and is packed after Dallas Cowboy games at nearby Texas Stadium.
Hmm.
The strip clubs are suing to block the tax, which state officials estimate will raise more than $40 million a year based on liquor sales figures. If accurate, the estimates suggest that at least 8 million people a year go to Texas strip clubs to get a lap dance or watch women pole dance in a G-string.
What about hiring a stripper to come to your home for a party, private party?
It's rare.
Well, I understand that, but if you do something like that, then does she have to collect $5 from every single person?
Why is she? What if it's a he?
That's a possibility.
Because if I was going to hire a stripper, it would be a he.
Yeah, that's a lot more common.
Would I ever hire a stripper? Would I?
You'd really hire a male stripper
yes,
over a female?
Because I think it would be hilarious.
Yeah,
okay. Male strippers are funny.
Very good.
Supporter of the strip tax say that they are not out to close clubs. That would just mean less money for the victims of sexual assault. This is an industry that largely employs women, and this gives them an opportunity to raise funds for a crime that affects women. If they wanted an opportunity, they could go around and collect money.
Or they could stop spending money on something else that they don't need it on, like animal control, because I can tell you, we don't need government animal control, and put that towards the rape victims. Why do they have to take more money? It's never enough.
Because it's never enough. They always have to take more. And it's easy for them to target the vice businesses simply because very few people will come to their defense and very few people will pretend like they can't, you know, will bother
right.
to care because they don't want to be seen associating themselves with the vice victims.
Like, I wonder how many married men go to strip clubs and don't tell their wives that would never say a peep about this because they don't want to be associated with it at all.
Why do you care about this, honey? Why do you care so much?
Do you go to strip clubs?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
The quote there was from Ellen Cohen, who is a House Democrat who sponsored the bill and approved the legislature in May. I've been told the fees to get into these places can be $10 or $15. I don't think another $5 is prevent someone
yeah,
from going.
25%, 50% increase in costs, whatever.
Well, this is, for one, she's showing her lack of understanding of economics. Every dollar that they increase these cover charges with is some people that aren't going to go. That's how economics works.
Mm-hmm.
That's how pricing works, because it's based on supply and demand. As the price goes up, the demand is going to decrease. Every single time, Ellen, go to college and take economics.
That's the problem. She probably did go to college and take economics. I'm not sure if you've ever taken a college economics class, Mark.
Well, I took economics, and it talked about supply and demand. How could they miss that? Most places will probably raise drink prices or cover charges or just start charging a cover if they don't already do so.
Right.
Strip clubs occupy...
Well, it sounded like they're going to charge everybody whether they come in and buy drinks or not. Right? Are they?
Generally, there's a cover charge to get into the area where the bar is. I mean, you can't just...
Generally.
Yeah.
So they're going
to have to pay.
Like Disney World, my friend.
Yeah.
Right. If they have to pay per head, then they're going to have to cover. It's going to have to be done with a cover charge. They can't make it up with drink sales.
They could.
Someone could come in and not drink anything.
They could.
Like me, last time I went to a strip club.
They could make it up with drinks, but that would be unfair to the people that come in and drink versus the people that don't.
It would probably be also against the law because it sounds like it's a per head charge.
It's a per head charge, but they don't have to charge it. That's just what they have to pay for the people to come in.
Right. They have 50 people come in, so the government says you owe us this much money for 50 people, but the strip club can divide that up. I mean, they can pay that however they want.
How is the government going to count? Right, that's the question.
Exactly.
How are they going to do that? Are they going to send, you know what this is? It's another excuse to send the damn cops into the strip club so they can have a sting operation. Hey, guys, guess where we get to go tonight? It's a strip club sting. Woohoo!
Yep.
That's all this crap
is. That is actually a really good point. How are they going to monitor how many people?
They'll send a cop in, and he'll sit on the inside of the club all night long, and he'll count the number of people that'll come through
the front
door.
I'm sure that's all he'll be doing, too, at the strip club.
Yep.
No lap dances on the side. Free for cops.
So they say strip clubs occupy a mythic place in Texas lore as a spot where young women can work their way through college and small-town girls with dreams of Hollywood and stardom get their start on the lowest rung of showbiz. Texas's topless spots range from dimly lit dives with pickup trucks lined outside to gentlemen's clubs that resemble plush hunting lodges and attract men in business suits. The poll tax is unlikely to have much effect on your finer establishments. On a recent weekday at the Lodge, the cars in the valet parking lot included BMWs, a Ferrari, several Mercedes, and a table in the back corner sat Jerry Trigg, an architect who said he goes alone or takes customers to the club in Dallas and Houston about three times a week.
It's probably true that the rich customers, it's not going to be a huge deal to them to pay those $5, but the poor guys, the guys that are, working the construction jobs.
Going to the titty bars.
Yeah, they're going to have a tough time, and they're going to be less likely to go, and as you said earlier, it's going to, or as one of the owners said, it's more likely to shut some people down than anything else. Now, here's an interesting aspect to the enforcement side of this. As I suggested, the only way to know for sure if the club is accurate on their counts is to sit in there and check them on it, right? So they send a cop in to check on this. Of course, it's going to be obvious eventually who the cop is because he's going to be counting people coming through the door. He won't be able to keep his eyes off the door or whatever. So the cops are going to get to the point where, corruption, anybody? Where the cops will make a deal, possibly, with the strip club owner to say, hey, I'll only report 100 people through the door. Let's say they had 200 come through the door. I'll only report 100 people through the door if you let me in the VIP and give me a few lap dances. You don't think that kind of stuff's going to happen? Of course it will, because they have the power to do it, and they'll get away with it every time. Hour number 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
In this...